Hello, everyone, and welcome to a Chaburah members' shiur. Tonight we have back Rabbi Ilan Akoka for a fascinating topic exploring electricity and Yom Tov. We had Rabbi Akoka a few weeks back discussing the halachic issue of musical instruments and the notion of rabbinic independence and authority, which many, many people enjoyed. So I highly recommend all to check that out. With that said, thank you all for being here live. Thank you all who are going to be listening afterwards. And Rabbi, the floor is yours.
Thank you so much, Ohad, for this welcome. And it's really a pleasure to be among you again for an interesting shiur regarding electricity on Yom Tov. Before I'm going to share with you anything, share the screen. Just a little of a background about myself. Again, I was born in Israel, but I was in Montreal in my teens. And in Montreal at that time, it was, I would say, the Moroccan hub. A lot of Moroccans who left Morocco either went to Eretz Israel, France, or Montreal. Montreal was another Canada, simply because there was French there. And when I came to Montreal, I was exposed to the vibrant Sephardic community there. And I remember that in Montreal at that time, it was Minhag Yadua, it was a known fact that they on Yom Tov they used electricity and they used fire as well. I still remember a certain Alav Shalom, and you have to understand that the elders, the Zkenim, the Moroccan Zkenim, they looked like, you know, normal people. You know, they didn't look like Chachamim Gdolim in any way in their appearance, at least, but certainly they were. And among them was Mr. Hanania Ederi, Alav Shalom. And I remember still on Yom Tov, as he was coming out of the Bet Knesset with his cigarettes, taking a match and lighting on Yom Tov. I still remember even the smell of his cigarette. And davar pashut, it was something that was a common thing. Everyone did that on Yom Tov. As I was growing and I started to go to yeshiva and get a little bit of educated, all of a sudden they told me, asu, asu. And when I asked the question, but what about, I mean, this is my community. No, they don't know what they're doing. They have a misconception, all types of stories. And I didn't anything to, didn't have at that time, at least anything to defend this minhag. And therefore, I remember telling my parents, Asu, Yom Tov, you're not allowed to use electricity. But we used it all this time. Listen, maybe there was, you didn't understand what was going on. And by the way, this was not only when it came to electricity, but many of us, some at least of our minhagim, when they used to do it, no, they didn't know it was, whatever they did was wrong, and this is the way you're supposed to do it. But as I grew, and I started to get a little bit of more of education, I got to understand that it's not as simple as we think it is. And what I would like to explore with you today is the usage of electricity on Yom Tov. Shabbat is a different story, but what about Yom Tov? Are we allowed to use electricity on Yom Tov? In which cases, and so on and so forth? So I'm going to share with you the screen now. And here it is. And we have to start from the basics. The basics is Torah Kedusha. First of all, where do we know? What when it comes to Yom Tov, what does the Torah say? What are we allowed to do, and what are we not allowed to do? So, in the book of Shemot, in Perek Yud Bet, Pasuk Yud Zayin, it says, "Uvayom Harishon Mikra Kodesh." Right? On the first day will be a day, a holiday. "Uvayom Hashivi'i Mikra Kodesh." The seventh day will be also a holiday. "Yelachem Kol Melacha Lo Yaase Bahem." You're not allowed to do any labor on that day. Ach, asher ya'achel lecho nefesh hu levado ya'ase lachem. The Torah gives us an exception. And what is it? The exception? Ochel nefesh. When it comes to eat, to cook on Yom Tov, you're allowed to use, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. This is what the Torah says. Okay? Another pasuk in Vayikra. Bayom harishon mikra kodesh yelachem kol melechet avoda lo ta'asu. On the first day, you shall celebrate a sacred occasion, mikra kodesh. You shall not work at your occupations. So the Torah is clear. And Chachamim, by the way, teach us that whatever is asur on Shabbat, you're not allowed to do on Shabbat, you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. Because it says, melacha, any work. However, then let's not forget, there's an exception. And what is the exception? Ochel nefesh. Now, what does it mean, melechet avoda? Melechet avoda. It says to work. Okay? Says the Ramban, number three. Nachmanides says, Pirush melechet avoda, kol menacha she'ena letzorech ochel nefesh. So the Ramban is very clear. Anything that you're not going to do for cooking on Yom Tov is forbidden. Anything that you will do for cooking is permitted. Umlacha shi be'ochel nefesh, hi melechet hana'a, lo melechet avoda. And the Ramban again, it's very clear. He says, melacha shi be'ochel nefesh, anything that has to do with to feed yourself, to feed your soul, to feed your body, is considered hana'a, a pleasure. Ve'lo melechet avoda, it's not considered anything that has to do with labor, and you are permitted to do so. So what do we see from here? So far, so good. We see that anything that you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov. Now, how do you cook on Yom Tov? We'll explore that in a few minutes. Now, the Rambam in Mishneh Torah, Ilchot Yom Tov, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. He says the following. Sheshet yamim ha'elu, she'asaran ha'katuv ba'asiyat melacha, shen rishon u'shvi'i shel Pesach, ve'rishon u'shmini shel Chag HaSukkot, uv'yom Chag HaShavuot. So, these 6 days that are forbidden by the Torah to do any labor. Which 6 days? You have the first day and the seventh day of Pesach. You have the first day and the eighth day of Sukkot. You have 1 day of Chag HaShavuot. Ve'ad l'chodesh ha-shevi'i and Rosh Hashanah, hen hanikra'in yamim tovim. They are considered to be a Yom Tov. U'shvitat kulan shave shen asurin bechol melechet avoda. And all of them, you have to rest on those days. You're not allowed to do any labor. Chutz. There's one exception, says the Rambam. Mimelacha shehi letzorech achila. Anything that has to do with ochel, with food, is mutar. And why? Because the Torah said clearly, okay? Ochel nefesh. Anything that has to do with food, you're allowed to do. Sheneemar ach asher ye'achel lechol nefesh. And the Rambam proves this point. What is this proof? What is this source? Makor, the Torah HaKdosha. Ach asher yachel lechol nefesh. Anything that has to do with feeding yourself is mutar on Yom Tov. Okay. Now we have to understand. Does that mean that we are allowed on Yom Tov to go and to turn on our gas or our electricity? Yes or no? So this is what we're going to explore. We're not there yet, but we went into already the Torah, we looked at the Ramban and the Rambam, and now we're going to look at Mishnah. Mishnah in Masechet Betzah. Masechet Betzah deals with Hilchot Yom Tov, the Halachot of Yom Tov. So the Mishnah says the following. Now we have to be clear. What does it mean? Am I allowed to create fire on Yom Tov in order to cook? So says the Mishnah in Masechet Betzah, Perek Dale, Mishnah Zayin, En Motziin et Ha'ur lo min ha'etzim. You're not allowed to create fire from wood, ולא מן האבנים, from stones, ולא מן האפר, from dirt, ולא מן המים, from water, ואין מלבנין את הרעפים לצנות בהם. You may not take tiles and make them into, turn them into a boiling hot, red, okay? לצלות בהם in order to roast with them. ועוד אמר ביל אליעזר, עומד אדם על המוקצב ערב שבת בשביעית, ואומר מכאן אני אוכל למחר לחמורים עד שירשום ויאמר. Okay, this is not relevant, but the fact is we see that the Mishnah is teaching us clearly that you're not allowed to create a new fire on Yom Tov. And the Gemara in Masechet Betzah also comments on the Mishnah, okay? You're not allowed to create fire. So the question is, but the Torah said that I'm allowed to cook. So how am I going to do it? My ta'ama, what is the reason that you're not allowed to do it? Mishum de kamolid be yom tov. There's a melacha that you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov, a labor that is forbidden on Yom Tov. What is this labor? Molid. To create something new at Yom Tov is asur. Now, taking stones and creating fire out of these stones is asur on Yom Tov. Okay? So, this is what the Mishnah is saying. Now, with that, we're going to introduce electricity. What about electricity? If I today go and I'm going to turn on the switch on Yom Tov, is that considered as if I'm creating Molid, right? Molid, which is creating something new, which is Asur. Or is it something that already exists and it's Mutar? And this is the question that our Chachamim debated when in the 19th century, okay, what happened was they started to ask this question. When the electricity came to be, they started to ask this question, what about electricity? Is that considered molid or not? So is turning on the switch considered creating something new, yes or no? So the fact is, it's known, and it's not something. It's not any rocket science. I'm not saying any hidush gadol, but the fact is, most Sfarik poskim at that time said that by turning on a switch, turning on your electricity, you are not creating anything new. Why? Because they claimed, and this was most of the Sfarik poskim from different countries, as you're going to see. They said that the Zerem, the current, the electric current is already there. And how? The fact is, there is the hydro. The hydro is the one that has it already there. And Mimela, when I'm turning on my switch on Yom Tov, I'm not doing anything that is forbidden. There's no Molid. And I said, and I was very careful to say most Sfarik poskim, not all of them. Okay? We're going to go through some of them, okay, in the time that we have. One of them is Mitzur Devash, Shelot Tshuvot Mitzur Devash, Rav Ben Shimon, who was a rabbi in Cairo. He was chief rabbi of Cairo. And he says, and I'm going to go through some of his texts. Obviously, we're not going to go through the whole Tshuva, but part of his Tshuva regarding that. And he says the following. Da ki bezerem ha'ora hashmali hazeh. He says, when it comes to electricity, ha'over toch hutei ha'nechoshet, that is going through the copper wires, hasovevim bechol kotle habayit, that are all over the kotle habayit, all over the walls of the house, shemadlikim bo, when you are lighting it, kol hatolata shel haor hazeh hanimtzet betoch hachutim, all of the electricity that is found in those wires, ena na'aset al yedei ba'al habayit hamadlik. He says clearly, it's not the ba'al habayit, the owner of the house, who is creating anything new. He says, from where is he creating anything by just touching the or switching on the light? Lehadlik asara nerot bepa'am achat. That time, don't forget, today it's we are taking for granted, but it was a big invention at that time. For 10 light bulbs together to turn on. And therefore he continues, ha'im ma'ase keshafim uze. Is there any sorcery into that? No, it's no sorcery. So he asks the question, what creates this electricity, the light bulb going turning on? And he answers, Kizot melechet hafabrik. Right? It's the hydro that is making it happen. Hagdola shel ol ha'electric. The fact is, there is the electric factory, as he calls it, and they are the ones who are creating the electricity. Asher betochayir, and where is it? It's in the city. Every city, right, has it's the electric company, the hydro. Mekom haroshet hamaaseh lechokhmah zot, and where is it created? It's created there. Vesham bevet hafabrik na'asa kol ha'achana le'amtzaat ha'zerem ha'elektrik. There, they are the ones who are in charge of the electricity. Ha'dolek u'me'ir, that is going to be turned on. U'me'esh shehimtzia bevet hafabrik. Now, when they are creating the electricity there, okay, he sholachat kavim lechol ha'batim, they are the ones who are sending all the current to all the electric current to all of the houses, והחצרות חפצים להשתמש באור זה, and whoever wants to use it, uses it. ובעת שהפבריק נחה ממלאכתה, now when, if it would happen, for example, he gives an example, today it will be, let's say, there is an electric outage, right? There's no electricity. לא יימצא עוד אור בחוטים האלה, then you will not have any zerem, any current going through that. Vegan be'agia kaftor achor v'kedem. And if you'll try to turn it on, nothing is going to happen. Imken, therefore, he says, ha'adam hamadlik et beto beyom tov hu lo holid davar. His conclusion is a person who is turning on his switch, he's not creating anything new. כי האור מוכן הוא בתוך החוטים ונגיעת האדם בכדי להדליק. The electricity is already there. הוא ממש כדי להסיר מכסה, החלון המונע אור החמה מלהיכנס לבית. And he says, he compares it to the following. Imagine that you have a shade. You want to have the sun, right? Coming into the ray of the sun coming into your home. What will you do? You'll open your shade. Are you creating anything new by doing so? Absolutely not. He says the same thing with electricity. That was his vara. Okay? That was Rav Ben Shimon. Another great Chacham, Rabbi Yosef Misas, from Morocco, from Meknes, was asked a question as well. Okay? In Chalek Aleph of Mayim Chayim, his famous Shelot U'Tshuvot, Or HaChayim Siman Tzadik Dalek. In that Tshuva, by the way, he's speaking about, he's dealing with electricity on Shabbat and then electricity on Yom Tov. We're going to deal with electricity on Yom Tov. Baruch atah Adonai Elohein Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehiya Bidvaro. So he says, Nidrashti, I was asked, La'asher Nish'alti Le'avod Da'ati HaMe'at. First of all, you see the anava of this Chacham. You see the humility. They asked me, the Katan, me, the small of the smallest, they asked me my opinion. It wasn't Katan, he was Gadol Me'od. Right? Just for us to understand that when Rabbi Yosef went to Eretz Israel in 1964, he was voted into the chief rabbi of Haifa in 1967. He was there for seven. He was the chief rabbi of Haifa till 1974 when he passed away. And by the way, there's a correspondence that took place between Rabbi David Shlush, who was the chief rabbi of Netanya, and Rabbi Yosef Misas. And Rabbi David Shlush encouraged them, pushed them. He told them, "I have a way of getting you into being the chief rabbi of Eretz Israel." And Rabbi Yosef, in Otzar HaMichtavim, you could find the tshuva. Rabbi Yosef refused. Said it's already been, for me. It's already being the chief rabbi of Haifa is already too much. I don't want. It was boreach min hakavod. Bechol ofen. What does he say? Be'inyan adlaka ve'kibui le'me'or ha'elektricity be'Shabbat ve'Yom Tov. Asher rabu bo ashmuot ve'adeot. Says first of all, to light on Shabbat and Yom Tov. There's a lot of shmuot ve'deot, a lot of opinions regarding that. Ze omer becho ve'ze omer becho. One chacham says yes. Yar Chacham says, no. Ve'al da'at achat lo yismochu. Says, there's not one opinion when it comes to that. Ve'yesh emorim bo heter gamu. Some say it's 100% okay. Ve'notnim ta'am livgam. But look at what he says. With all his humility, notnim ta'am livgam. They don't give a good reasoning for why we are not allowed to light electricity, use electricity. Ve'yesh emorim misafek mi'hisaron da'atam. And some of them, because they have a doubt, and says, look at what he says. Pretty strong word. He's humble on the one hand, but on the other hand, when he takes a position, he takes it very strongly. Yesh osrim. Some say it's asur, it's forbidden. Mihisron da'atam. Why? Because something is missing in their mind. They didn't really look and research electricity. And therefore, those who say, you know what? They say you're not allowed to use it, but if you say to a goy, if you have a Gentile around, you could tell them to turn it for you. Some of them say no. Even Amira Legoy, you're not allowed to say to a non Jew, a Gentile, to turn on the electricity for you. Rak hivu tahbula lechaboto al yedek shirat magnet mafteach hakonter b'chut u'bamshicha. Says that Adam what used to do. He said they became smart. So what did they do? They found a way of doing it indirectly. They used to put something around the switch, and indirectly it used to turn on and off. They didn't do it directly. Okay. Anyways, so he says, Nasati lekama mekomot vehakarti harbi alav. Rabbi Yosef says, I traveled to a few places regarding electricity. Hakarti harbi alav. He's assuring us. I looked and I researched it harbi, a lot. Etzel po'alav umnahalav. Who did I go? I didn't go to someone in the street. I went to the po'alim, the people who are working there. Minahalav. I went to the managers, the ones who are in charge, the CEO of the electric company. והייתה תשובת כולם שווה לעניין. And all of them answered me the same way. כוח האלקטרומגנטי אשר כוחו וטבעו נעלם מעיני כל חי, ועל ידי תנועת המכונה הגדולה יוצאת אש רוחנית חזקה, ודקה ותהורה נמשכת בכוח המגנטי. There's a magnetic power, he says, that is the one that turns on the electricity, and therefore, he says, that because of that, he finishes off, the maskana of Rabbi Yosef is that you are allowed to turn on electricity on Yom Tov. By the way, there was a question as well. Some permitted to turn on the electricity, but not turn it off. Okay? Rabbi Yosef, it seems, is one among others, permitted to turn on the electricity and to turn it off as well. Okay? So here are two chachamim, and it seems like it was 100% okay. Now, there was an argument that I'm sure some of you, maybe all of you heard about electricity, that in the turn of the 20th century, the chachamim who permitted it did not really understand what electricity was all about. But if they would understand, they would forbid it. The fact is, among the Chachamim who permitted it was the Hamda Genuza. Hamda Genuza, Rabbi David Shlush. Rabbi David Shlush was the chief rabbi of Netanya for over 50 years. Over 50 years, chief rabbi of Netanya, Tamid Chacham Gadol. Just for us to understand, Rabbi David Shlush was in the same yeshiva in Porat Yosef. Porat Yosef at that time was the Sfarik Yeshiva for the great Tamidei Chachamim, the future Tamidei Chachamim. Rabbi David Shlush was there, his brother, the chief rabbi of Kfar Saba was there, Rabbi Ovadia Yosef was there, Rabbi Mordechai Eliyahu was there, Rabbi Tzion Levi, who was the late chief rabbi of Panama, was there, Rabbi Baruch Ben Chaim, who was one of the Chacham of the Syrian community in Brooklyn, was there. All the great Chachamim came out of there. So could you imagine? He was among the Arayot Sheba Habura. And he was, as I said, chief rabbi of Netanya for over 50 years. So what did he do? Rabbi David Shlush. The Hamda Genuza, by the way, is an amazing, extremely, extremely wonderful, wonderful shelo to tshuvot. And what he did was, there's a tshuva regarding, in the Helek Aleph, regarding electricity. It's a tshuva that is close to 40 pages long. 40 pages long. And what he did was, he took it to the next level. He researched electricity with an Orthodox physicist by the name of Dr. Ben Zion Reich. And finally, after Mamash Hakar Vedarash, he went into it. He really researched at the depth of what electricity. What was his conclusion? Number 11. Sov davar nir'a lehatir hadlakat hachashmal biyom tov. Says, after my research, I came to a conclusion that you are allowed to turn on the electricity on yom tov. Menorat hachashmal mutar lechabotam biyom tov, and you are allowed also to turn it off. Okay, this is what he said. By the way, there is YouTube video of Rabbi David Shlush when he was visiting the community in Deal, in New Jersey. And he was giving shiurim. He was there. He was there one summer. Some of my colleagues, I didn't have the schut to be there at that time, but some of our colleagues were there and they told me fascinating shiurim that he gave. And they asked him, by the way, regarding it, is a YouTube, I have it. If we have time, maybe I could share with you this mamash, a minute and a half. And they asked him regarding electricity and turning matches on Yom Tov. He says, mutar. And when they told him, but some forbid, some chachamim forbid it, what did he say? He said, I researched it, and those chachamim who forbid it, they should come and argue with me. Bezeh halashon. Anyways, listen, he was tamid chacham gadol. Was one of the great. He was Haver b'Moetz Tarabanut, and you name it. Mamash, Tamid Chacham, Anak Sheba Anakim, one of the great giants, Torah giants that we had. And he said, and he was Batuah Bidvarav. He said, 100% no problem. No problem at all. I'm going to share with you quickly, Mamash, this YouTube. It's a minute and 15 minutes. For the ones who understand Hebrew, I'm going to share. You could see it. You could see it on the screen, Ohad. You could see it.
We can see it. Let's see if we can hear it.
Okay.
אין הבערת אש ביום טוב אסורה, אלא למטרה סתם, אבל אם אסור לך נבש מותר, אז זה כבר, זה, אין, יש, אתה מנת אותי, או כנבש, או אני עולה, או אני עולה, חובה, ולעלות מה דבר, כל, כל, כל,
אז, אז למה תכפרו ביום טוב?
מה עושים?
היום.
כן, או רוצים לומר שזה יצירה יותר גדולה.
כן.
אתה כאילו מביא את העסק. אם אתה צריך בשביל אוכל מותר גפרו. אם אני, הרי אוכל נפש אותם, מותר לך לבשל, בשביל זה לא אסור מהתורה, מלת מלאכות, מותר לך, אז למה גברו, מה יהיה יותר? ודאי שלא. אנשים לא מבינים, תתנחת העניין ביסודיות, ומה יותר חמור? הבישול, אה? לא תבערו איזה חוב שלכם, זה איסור לב, ובישול זה מלאכה, מלת מלאכות גם כן, מותר זה, לא מריאל סוף, אין שום היגיון. מה?
אז
החכמים
עושים
חשמל ביום טוב. מי, איזה חכמים?
הארץ.
מה?
רוב העם.
כדי שהם לא יודעים למה.
למשל, למה חכם עובד יעד? למה חכם עובד
יעד? ואם הוא עושה רפח עכשיו, גם ארון סבור רב משה רבנו? אני כותב טעמים, שבוא יסביר לי למה. נכון? אני מנתח את העניין של החשמל, למה מותר? אני לא אומר מותר. אם הייתי אומר מותר, אם אני כותב על זה 40 דף ומביא את כל הדוגמאות של החשמל, אתה יכול לומר לי, אז הוא לא. תבוא אותו, שיתווכח, שיכתוב נגד. שיכתוב בבקשה נגד למה הוא אוסר ויסתור את הדברים שכתבנו. אז אני אומר, זה אחתו בו. אני אומר לי, אסור מה? תבין, תרגודה הבאה.
אפשר להדפיס על המחשב.
Okay, so here it is. He was very assertive about what he has said.
Hey,
he said,
"Yellow straps, check out my song, slow down."
So he
shorts.
He was very, very assertive about what he said, and he said, "And if there are hachamim who are forbidding it, let them come and argue with me. This is the koach of the hacham." And by the way, he said, "I wrote 40 pages on it," and besides that, as well, he said, "I didn't say it was mutar, just mutar, and that's it." Without any reasoning, I gave a reasoning. I researched it. I went with someone who is an expert in the field. And after I have researched it, I came with this psak, with this ruling that it is mutar. Now I'm going to share with you a couple of more hachamim. Rabbi Yitzchak Chazan. Rabbi Yitzchak Chazan was the chief rabbi of Haifa. I had the zechut to once see him in Haifa. He was originally from Morocco, and was Av Beit Din in Morocco, and then eventually he goes to Eretz Israel, becomes the Av Beit Din in Haifa. And he says the following, and we have to understand, we have to appreciate one thing, that these two Chachamim are going to share with you, also, they when they went to Eretz Israel, and they saw what was happening in Eretz Israel, they changed their mind a little bit. And look at what he says. V'hineh ma shekvar nohagim de'isur. Now, the fact is, many people became, they said that it's forbidden to light electricity on Yom Tov. Nir'a de'en ze ela mitzad ha'humra. And I put it in bold. He says it's a stringency. And you have to understand, when it comes to halakha, you could say, I want to be stringent about it. That's one thing. But to say asur, it's another thing. To say it's forbidden, that's another thing. Aval midina, but he says, what is the halacha? Halo ra'inu de'da'at rabim u'gdolim lehatir. He said, I grew up with it in Morocco. What did I see in Morocco? Many, many of our gdolim, of our great rabbis, permitted. Ve'i efshar litchot et divrehem ha'muzbarim. You cannot push away and say that whatever they said is not right. Okay? Makmeh divrei la'cholkim aleihem. And say that the ones who disagreed with them, they are right and the other ones are wrong. Ve'otam shenohagim adayin le'akel, yesh lahem al ma she'yismechu. The ones who are lenient about it, they have what to rely upon. Omnam, harotzeh latzeh li'yedeh shamayim, yesh li'yizayar ve'rachush et da'at ha'osrim. Says, if you want to be mahmir and follow all opinions,
So you could be mahmir and not use it on Yom Tov. Well, I knew the Adin Irash, Makom Shay Storech Bedavar, Veraitalo, Efsharut Lashiro, Dalukmet Molish Latir. So he said, it seems like from his words from the Hacham, that when he came to Eretz Israel, he did not light electricity on Yom Tov. But he says, in a case that, let's say, you forgot. At the time, it didn't work. What are you going to do? So you could definitely rely on the ones that are permitting it to do on Yom Tov. Rabbi Shalom Esas, another great Chacham, the Chief Rabbi of Yerushalayim, and he says the following, B'inyan hadlakat ha-hashmal b'yom tov. Lighting electricity on Yom Tov. Hayinu nohagim b'Morocco lehatir bazeh. In Morocco, the minhag was pashut to be matir, which means that the Chacham himself did it. Okay? Ve'of lo tzoveach. And he used the expression, and no bird was chirping. No one said anything. Everyone permitted it. But the Chachamim, the Amcha, everyone used electricity on Yom Tov. V'chetz varatar peposkim, and many poskim permitted it. Ba'aloti harza, however, when I made my aliyah to Eretz Israel, ra'iti mahmirim beze, I saw that some were stringent upon, and they didn't use it on Yom Tov. V'hoshbim ze le'isur nolad, and they thought, coming back to our Mishnah, that it's creating something new, which is Asur on Yom Tov. V'arishon l'tzion agon Rabbi Ovadia Yosef, evis varat ha'osrim v'amaterim ve'ela le'esor. Rav Ovadia, as we're going to see in Yahave Da'at, he, kedarko b'kodesh, he brought a lot of different opinions, metirim, osrim, the ones who permit, the one who forbid, and he said at the end that it's Asur, it's forbidden. V'ani zocher sh'ra'iti be'ezem ha'beret mishmo she'en limhod be'adam ha'kilim. However, Rav Bishamisa said that I saw in a certain notebook, it's a Havidat, that if someone is Mekel, is leaning tapa, and lights electricity on Yom Tov, lo limchot be'ado, don't tell him that what he's doing is wrong. Ve'ani omer sheken ha'emet, ve'kama pe'amim shalin b'yom tov, kama komod b'madrigot hashuchot. He says, actually, this is the minhag, okay, which means he gives a case. In Eretz Israel, you know, you have apartment buildings, and sometimes you go up the stairs, and middle of the midst as you're going up, the switch turns on, and you'll find yourself in the dark on Yom Tov. V'nafal ha'yachad u'habet lule Hashem she'ayta she'ayah lahem. And someone, he said, he saw it. Someone tripped and fell because it was dark. In that case, obviously, what could you do on Yom Tov? Turn on the light, turn on the electricity in order for someone not to hurt himself. So in that case, I said it's permitted. And they have what to rely upon. But other than that, Rabbi Shalom, when he went to Eretz Yisrael, he said, I became stringent. Again, and I put it in bold, right? He became stringent, which means that there is a humrah. There's a din, the halakha is. He permitted it, but he wanted to be mahmir in order not to altifrosh min ha-tzibur, as we say. When a whole community is doing something, don't be different than what they are doing. And he saw that in Eretz Israel, the minhag was to be mahmir, so therefore he became mahmir. And Rav Ovadia Yosef himself, who said that it's asur, that was his psak halacha, he says the following, lefichach, afal pi, he says, even though the ones who are lenient and are going to permit to light electricity on Yom Tov, don't be very strict with them and tell them what you're doing is asur. The fact is, he understands. Rav Ovadia researched it in the Chavidat. He brings all of the poskim who permitted it, and he said they are the chachamim, they are the rabbanim in chutzal haaretz who permitted it. Al pi horaot rabotehem, mikol makom nachon lehasbir lahem belashon raka yesh leahmir. It's good to take them aside and to tell them, now you are in Eretz Israel. In Eretz Israel, we are mahmir. It's better for you to be. To be mahmir. Okay, so I'm going to skip this, and I'm going to go into another interesting idea that I heard from one of my congregants. Alav Shalom. I had a congregant by the name of Mordechai Levy, Zichron Livracha. He was from Calcutta. Okay, he lived in Calcutta, but he was originally from his ancestors were from Baghdad. This is, by the way, the first time that I was exposed to interesting communities in what we call the Bnei Israel, the Jews of Kuchin. And there were also Jews who came from Baghdad, from Iraq, to India. He was part of this community, the Iraqi community. He was Adam Hashuv and Adam Zaken. I remember I used to go to when he was an elderly man, and whenever I used to go to him, I remember I used to go in and used to be always with the Sefer Tehillim, reading Tehillim, Mama Shere Shamayim. He was also, I remember, he told me he was the principal of the girls' school back in the Jewish girls' school in Calcutta. B'chol ofen, I remember that on Yom Tov, he used to come, someone used to bring him to the Bet Knesset with a car. And I asked him, how come? And he told me that the tradition of his community was the following, and I'll share that with you, okay? He said that there's a difference in the psukim between Shabbat, Yom Kippur, and Yom Tov. What is the difference? When it comes to Shabbat, it says in the book of Shemot, Perek Lamed He, Pasuk Bet, Sheshet Yamim Ya'aseh Melacha Uvayom Shevi'i Shabbat Shabbatot. When it comes to Shabbat, the Torah says 6 days you will work. On the seventh day will be Shabbat, Shabbat. I put it in bold. Shabbat Shabbaton. What is Shabbat Shabbaton? A Shabbat of complete rest. When it comes to Yom Kippur, in Sefer Vayikra, Perek, Lamed Gimel, Pasuk, Lamed Bet, Shabbaton, Shabbat Shabbaton Hu Lachem. When it comes to Yom Kippur, it shall be a day of complete rest. On Rosh Hashanah, what do we find? Bachodesh Hashevi'i Be'ahad Lachodesh, Rosh Hashanah, which happens to be on the seventh month, the month of Tishrei, on the first of the month, Yelachem Shabbaton. It's going to be a day of rest, but not Shabbat Shabbaton. Shabbat Shabbaton means complete rest, but Shabbaton means a day of rest. And therefore, he said that he had a tradition in his community to be mechalek, to differentiate between Shabbat Shabbaton. Shabbat Shabbaton is Yom Kippur, it's Shabbat. On Shabbat, on Yom Kippur, you don't take the car, you don't use electricity, you don't turn on, you don't take a match and create a fire. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, which is Yom Tov, or any other Yom Tov, it says Shabbaton. Shabbaton, you are allowed to do it. And therefore, I remember, he used to come. Someone used to pick him up in his home on Yom Tov. On Shabbat, he used to come by foot. On Yom Tov, he used to come by car. And why? He said, there's a difference between it. I'm coming and I'm doing it. He had a reason behind it. What was his logic? He said, I'm doing it in order to come to the Bet Knesset. To do the mitzvah of Tfilah Betzibur, I'm allowed to do it on Yom Tov. That was his take on it. It says the tradition that he had in his community. Now, there is also a misconception that electricity was used on Yom Tov only in North Africa by the North African Chachamim. We saw, by the way, that it was not only the North African Chachamim, but many Chachamim from many different communities permitted it. I give you a couple of them, but certainly there are more. And I would add on a story that I heard from my dear friend, Chacham Eli Abadi, the chief rabbi of the United Arab Emirates, and he told me the following story. He told me that once he used to live in Mexico, and once on Yom Tov, he went, I think it was with his father, to visit the Chacham of the chief rabbi, Chacham Sadka Harari. It was a Yom Tov. And as they went in, Baruch Haba, he greeted them in. And what did the Chacham do on Yom Tov? He turned on the electricity. He said, it's dark here. And he turned on the electricity. He turned on the switch and in order to have light. So the fact is, we see that many Chachamim, many of our Chachamim, permitted the usage of electricity on Yom Tov. And obviously, it has to be for the purpose of Yom Tov, to cook, v'chule, etc. Okay? So the fact is, I think it's important for us, and this is what I'm going to share with you a couple of more things. The conclusion is that it's important to educate, okay? And to educate the masses, to teach them that there are different opinions. To say Asur, it's not true. Why? Because many Chachamim permitted that. To say Mutar, it's not true as well. Why? Because some Chachamim forbade it. And I think it's important And I touched upon it last time, that every chacham and every rabbi has his own community, and he has to lead his community accordingly. If he feels that his community is, they have the minhag of turning on electricity on Yom Tov, Chazak Baruch, if not. And I think it's important for us to understand that. Why? Because unfortunately today what happens is, and I will share with you that as well. You remember, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Sheptaranu on social day, you remember we had the COVID. And during COVID, there was a big, big question that was asked. It was around, it happened, I remember, still Shushan Purim. And Pesach came, and the question was, the famous question, and I'm sure that you saw it, it was all over media, also social media, are you allowed to use Zoom for the Seder? Okay? And there were Hachamim, and I have the letter here at the end. There were Hachamim. It was the Igut Chachmei HaMa'arav Be'eretz Yisrael, okay? A certain North African Chachamim, who were asked a question. I'll go through the question they were asked about that particular Seder, what's going to happen. Elderly people, parents, grandparents will not be able to go to be with their children around the Seder. Are you allowed to use Zoom on Yom Tov? Yes or no? Okay. So I'm going to go through. I have some, Baruch Hashem, I still have some time. Let's go through this letter that was, the question that was asked. Nish'alnu. על ידי יהודי תמיד חכם, האם ניתן להפעיל תוכנת Zoom או Google Meet, okay, או תוכנה אחרת, are you allowed to use, they was asked Zoom or Google Meet or anything else that in order to be able to be in touch with family members, בליל הסדר, on the Saturday night, המחברת בין זקנים ובני משפחותיהם, for the sole purpose to bring together the elderly people who feel alone, and their family members. As we know, it was at that time, they were not sure, social distancing and so on and so forth. Because of the coronavirus, in order for them to be part of the Seder. One screen will be at the senior home, this kenim, and the other one is going to be in the family home. And they'll be able to see, they'll be able to hear. And even everything will be done from Erev Yom Tov, not on Yom Tov itself. You're not going to do anything on Yom Tov. Hashela hi haim letzorech asiyat haseder, efshar lishtamesh, are you allowed to use it for the seder? Tshuva. Here is the tshuva that they gave, the answer. Gimel ba'ayot merkaziyot kayemot b'sheela zot. First of all, there's three major questions, issues with it. Haf'alat ha'machshev b'yom tov, to use it on Yom Tov. Ovdin de'chol, something that you usually use during chol, a weekday, not on Shabbat, not on Yom Tov. And third question is, maybe if you're going to permit it to use it on this Yom Tov for the Seder, people are going to take it to a different level and they're going to start use Zoom or Google Meet or any other program on Yom Tov. So he says, Ba'asher, they answered, Ba'asher le'eter hadlakat hashmal b'yom tov, regarding electricity on Yom Tov, yadua ki halukim bo hachmei Yisrael ha-sfaradim ve-hachmei Tzfon Africa. We know that there was a mahloket, difference of opinions between the hachamim, the Jewish hachamim, and the hachamim of Tzfon Africa. I would correct that it's not only the hachamim of North Africa, but many other hachamim sfaradim. Rubam kechulam matirim. Most of them permitted it. Uvahem arishon le'tzion, Arav ben Zion Oziel, I didn't bring his tshuva, but Hacham, Meir Chai ben Zion Meir Chai Oziel, the chief rabbi of Israel, permitted on Yom Tov also electricity. Arav Rafael ben Shimon, we saw his tshuva. Arav Banim Yosef and Shalom Mesas, we saw their tshuvot. Arav Moshe Malka, we didn't see his tshuva. The chief rabbi of Petah Tikva, Arav David Shlush, we saw briefly his tshuva. Ve'od and many. And many of the Ashkenazi Hachamim said it's Asur. By the way, that's also a little bit, we have to correct that. Some Hachamim Ashkenazim permitted it actually on Yom Tov as well. The Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, and others. Okay, so that's one thing. So this electricity is permitted. Asher li'she'ela shel ovdin lechol ve'afichat ha'chag lechol, regarding making the Yom Tov into a weekday, nir'a she'efshar le'akel le'tzorech mitzvah. For this mitzvah, which mitzvah? To bring the elderly together with their family, it's mutar. It's permitted to do so. Okay? And as far as number three, Asher la'chashash she'avo li'shtamesh beze be'amin tovim acherim, regarding the fact that maybe they're going to be using, if you're going to permit them to use it for the seder, they're going to use it for other yamim tovim, shelo tzorech beze, ברור לכולם שכל היתר הוא לשעת חירום בלבד. It has to be clear, and they make it clear. It's only for that purpose of the seder when there was the virus was there. מה גם שחג הפסח הוא חג מיוחד. Besides that, they say חג הפסח is a very special holiday. ופרט ליל ההגדה, especially when it comes to the הגדה, שכולם רואים בו ארגון מיוחד שהוא ברית בין השם, סליחה, אירוע מיוחד שהוא... Berit ben Hashem le'Israel. It's a day that it's a covenant between Hashem and Am Israel, and we have to be together. On dira, sherabim mibnei Israel atzirim ilule hakesha shelaim im asaba ve'asafta. Besides that, and now here's another important factor that they bring in. If it wouldn't be for this kesher, for this connection between the younger generation to their saba, their grandfather, their grandmother, the elderly, the seniors, אפשר שלא, שכלל לא יסבו לשולחן הסדר. Maybe they are not going to have even a seder because of that. ורק הקשר עם הסבא and this family bond between them and the elders is גרום להם, is going to cause them להשתתף במצוות ההגדה ואכילת מצה, to come, to do the seder, to eat מצה, to eat maror, to do the ארבעה כוסות, to say the הגדה, to sing חגדיה, וכן על זה הדרך. ובדור זה חשוב מאוד עניין השבת לב הבנים. In our generation, it's important to draw them closer to Judaism. זאת ועוד עניין נוסף, יש בזה, there's something else he says, והוא הצורך להסיר עצף עם מבוגרים והזקנים. Besides that, imagine they say, what's going to happen with the seniors? They're going to be sitting alone during the seder? How could you do that? לתת להם מוטיבציה in order for them to have motivation. They're already, אל תשליחני לעת זקנה, they're already old. You're not going to give them this motivation to sit around the seder table, להמשיך להיאבק על חייהם. That will give them motivation to continue on and to live. It's going to take them away from depression. And that could bring them, even in extreme cases, to say, you know what, I wasn't with the seder with my kids. I don't have any more purpose in this world. Therefore, they finish. They say it's mutar. And they may put it in bold. And they are emphasizing. This is only permitted for this case of the coronavirus. And they went through and they signed their names. Rabbi Yehuda Shlush, who was the son of Rabbi David Shlush, and one of the big canons among them is Rabbi Eliyahu Abergel, who had the zchut to meet a few times. He was the Rosh Av Bedin in Jerusalem, and he permitted it. But by the way, this made a whole controversy, and some people, some rabbanim came out with all types of, which unfortunately happens in our generation, absolutely forbidden. The ones who permitted it are considered reformim, reform rabbis, v'chule v'chule. Instead of doing that, I would say that what they would have done is, they should have had a whole discussion, and in the end, they should have said, listen, אלו ואלו דברי אלוהים חיים. Some permit, some who forbid. Each one should follow his authority and should follow his rabbi, either to permit it or to forbid it on Yom Tov. But to come and to say those people are wrong, it's asur. No, it's not asur. It's not asur. We saw that Baruch Hashem, there's many, Lo Alman Israel, there are many, many poskim, many hachamim who permitted the electricity on Yom, and each one has to follow his hacham, his right. Aser echarav uknei lecha haver pirkei avot. It says you have to make yourself a halachic authority and follow this halachic authority. So just to finish off. So as we see, and this is something that Baruch Hashem, through time, I got educated, and I saw that what my community, the Moroccan community in that case, but other communities as well, did was not wrong. To say to them it's asur, or what you have done for I don't know 100 years or so is wrong. Absolutely not. It's not wrong. As we said, some permit it and some forbid it. Iskula mitzvot. Bechavod. If there's anyone who has any questions or any comments, I'm open.
Thank you so much, Chacham. Anyone has a question, they can raise their hand or write in the chat box. Robert?
Yeah, thank you for a very interesting share, Chacham. You mentioned the rabbi, and I missed his name, who was in Calcutta.
In Calcutta. So the one in Calcutta was not a Chacham, but he was part of the community. He was an important part of the community. His name was Mordechai Levi. He was, as I said, the principal of the Jewish girls' school in Calcutta, originally from Iraq. Okay, originally from Iraq. He was an Iraqi Jew, and he told me that was their tradition. The Iraqi Jews, even back in Baghdad, that as I mentioned, that in the Psukim themselves, there's a difference between Shabbat, Yom Kippur, and Yom Tov. When it comes to Shabbat, he says Shabbat Shabbaton, Kippur Shabbat Shabbaton. When it comes to Yom Rosh Hashanah, and we could definitely do it, we could learn from Rosh Hashanah, which is a Yom Tov. The other Yom Tovim, it says only Shabbaton, and therefore, because of that, the tradition was that on Yom Tov, you're allowed to use anything that you, electricity, vechule, for the purpose of Yom Tov.
Yeah, so I was slightly troubled, though, because by the use of the car, because the car and an internal combustion engine, there is new fire created by the spark plugs. So am I to presume he was being chauffeured by a non-Jew? Is that correct? Or
good question. As far as I know, it was done by a Jew. It was done by a Jew. I remember, if I remember correctly, it was done by a Jew. Yeah, he claimed that was the minhag. I don't know. Again, I just brought it as derech agav, but
she said, yeah, I mean, it's
yeah,
it that presents other questions. But I mean, electricity, perhaps I can understand, but a car, I find
it's a little bit more. It's something to definitely to research. Absolutely, absolutely. Hazak, thank you for bringing this up.
You done?
Thank you, Rabbi. So I guess my understanding of electricity is that the electrical powers, the people who run it, they make assumptions about the usage of electricity far out, right? Let's say a week in advance, and then they, because it takes time to spin up these massive power plants, so they're not doing it. It's created at the moment you use it, but they're not making a decision at the moment you use it. So in a place like most places in America or Canada or Morocco, where observant Jews are 1% of the population or less, right, much less. So whether or not you use electricity is not going to change the production on their end, right? So I guess that's the thinking of the Chachamim. But in a place like Eretz Yisrael, or maybe some places in America even, where Jews, observant Jews, are becoming more and more of the population, that these places might have to take into account when they're producing, especially in Israel, where it's not assuming all the renewable energies, like the non-fire ones. Put that aside. Let's say in Israel, where it's mostly oil and gas and coal, does that change the calculation?
Might be. It's a good question. It might change the, because you're saying that since they are going to take into account the observant community, so therefore, they're going to do it accordingly, right? Am I understanding correctly?
Yeah, and if they know that they're not going to be using, they'll produce less. So when they produce more, because you're going to use on Yom Tov, they're creating fire for you. And it might be Jews, in Israel it's Jews, but in America, even if it's not Jews, they're still doing it for you, where they're burning gas or coal or oil.
So when will they do it? They'll do it on Yom Tov, you think?
On Yom Tov, yeah, or Shabbat. Okay. But Yom Tov, that's the Shears of it, yeah.
So even if it's on Yom Tov, I'm assuming, that's my assumption, that the people who created are non-Jews. If it's goyim, it's 100% okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Even if you're... it's a beautiful point that you're making. So even, let's go with this vara. Okay, so 90% of that particular city are Jews. But they are goyim who are doing it. Even if they do it on Yom Tov. So it's goyim doing it. It's no problem. Shouldn't be a
that's
problem.
Permitted. But if it was Jews, it would be a problem. Potentially.
That could be... Okay. Yes. Yes. Definitely.
Okay. Thank you. Definitely.
My pleasure. Yeah.
Rob asks in the chat, does anyone know where to find Rav Shalusha's 40-page Teshuvah on electricity?
I have it, and I'll be more than happy to. I think that it's also on Hebrew books. I'll see. I think Hebrew books does have the Chemdak and Uzzah. If they don't have it, I could look it up. If they don't have it, I definitely have the Teshuvah, and I'll be more than happy to share it.
And Robert asks if you can share the source sheet afterwards as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'll share it with you, and then you'll be able to. Is that okay?
Yeah, perfect.
Amazing.
I have a question that in the discussion we spoke specifically about the issue of Nolad. It's interesting that Rambam does not bring the issue of Nolad at all, but rather the issue of anything that could have been done from before Yom Tov. Meaning he ties it to the issue of the rabbinic issue of anything that could have been done before, that's you can't you do it on Shabbat, and therefore you need a mitzuyah. Do any of them deal with that issue, or is it just the Nolad?
As far as I know, it's only the Nolad issue that they deal with, because I think that's the main issue when it comes to Hashmal, to electricity, also with when it comes to a match. By the way, just for us to understand, why did they permit the usage of a match on Yom Tov? Because their svara was, they said it's no Nolad. And why? Because the fact is, it's Hakol Lefanecha, everything is before you. What you're doing is you just striking it, and you're not creating anything new. The ones who forbid it, they said, no, what you are doing, you are creating the fire after you strike it. So that was the, so it's basically mahloket in the mitziut. Mahloket in the mitziut between the ones who permitted and the ones who forbid it.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Anyone else? Okay, so I think we'll close it for tonight. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here. Chacham, thank you so much for an insightful presentation. Hopefully, we'll have you many more times.
Thank you. Pleasure.
Yeah,
Take
everyone.
care.
Bye.
Thank you.